Blog Talk Radio.
UPS or FedEx store.
Okay, thank you. Listen. Hey, my sister, welcome to the Word Unknown. Having a little audio difficulty here, but we'll be able to do this here.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that. God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything. Hallelujah. I just thank God for that selection. You got to know you're everything the Word of God says you are. See, our issue is we have to start agreeing with what the Word of God says, not what we think and not what we feel. Then all that stuff don't die. And learn a new way of living. Welcome to the Word That Knows. I am Louis B.
apostle Jesus Christ called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you, all those that are listening by way of internet. We're truly happy to have you. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, who should be so kind to get us going for the and with a word of prayer, and afterwards we'll get into the message. Pastor Bill. I'm sorry. That was on me, Pastor Bill.
Ooh, God bless everyone. Good afternoon. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thanking you for your word today, thanking you that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And Father God, we thanking you because your word tells us that without faith it is impossible to please you. So Father God, we're standing on your word today and we're giving you praise because we know that you are in control of all things, Father God. We're just binding up anything and everything that try to come up against us, any negativity and social medias, whatever it is, Father God, that's not of you, we're binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thanking you for each and every one, those that are listening, those that participate, Father God. We give you thanks, Lord. Lord, we bind up the sickness to try to come and into our bodies. We're binding that up, Father God. And Lord, we're just claiming healing in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word, 2 Peter 2:24, by your stripes we are healed. And we stand in on that word today, Father God. Lord, we thanking you for our pastor and just ask that you continue to use him and guide him and allow the Holy Spirit to direct his steps, Father God, as he opened this word up that we all are able to understand, and help us to receive that word in our hearts, Father God, that we may share this word with others, be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. For you said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee, and help us to continue to trust in you in all things. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you for the scripture you read, too. That was one of the scriptures. But I was going to make that, so hey, might as well go ahead on and let you know. We're still talking about God's kind of faith. And the only way you're going to know the God's kind of faith is to actually get it from God, him telling you what kind of faith it is. So that's why I love Hebrews 12 and 2 that says, looking at you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our, to the author. You want to know something about the book? Go to the author.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one of those authors who started it, but he finished it as well. That's important, brothers and sisters. Go to the source. Stop, you know, dancing around other answers. Go right to the source. You want to know my author? The first verse says, you see, we got a cloud of witnesses.
Yes. Amen.
But then we stand up to the side and with patience run this race of faith. Happen to be looking unto Jesus. So my question would be then, who are you looking for or looking unto for your answers about faith? Well, I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, it's Jesus. That's who you look at.
Yeah.
So we're gonna, this week, we're going to take a look at some things Jesus did. One of our foundational scriptures would be Matthew
5 through 13, because he's the author. That's who you want to go to. That's what you want to look at. You want to see how he operated in faith. Because he is the author. That is, like, so important. You can't get it from a better source than the author himself.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So we're going to go to Matthew's, bless God. We'll go to Matthew's 8 chapter, 5th verse through the 13th. I'm going to give you several of these. I'm going to give you several of these scriptures today as foundational scriptures. As foundational scriptures, I give you several of them for you to make notes, because these are some of the things you want to discuss. Like I said, 12 and 2. Also, we're going to read that out to the Messenger Bible. Right now, we're going to Matthew 8, 5 through 13. We're going to get it straight from the author himself, how he did it, what he says about it. Expecting to do that this week. You got to know you can use his name. A lot of people think his name is used in prayer. I'm not saying it's not, but we got to know there's a greater reason to use his name. So you can operate in faith. Yeah.
All right.
That's how things are done in his name. He said, you ask anything in my name, it's going to be done. But you see, it has to be through faith. So we're going to discuss that this week. But right now, we'll go ahead on and do Matthew 8 and start with the 5th verse. Let's see who we got here. With the 5th verse on this reading, through the 13th verse, it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a servant beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lay at home sick of the palsy, previously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered, said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Y'all make sure y'all underline that. He said, speak the word only. That's eighth verse. He said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Another verse says, and I said unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But his children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, servant was healed in the self-same hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, well, here's the 13th verse, so let me stop right there. Okay. Hallelujah. Get caught up.
That's all right. Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. As Jesus entered the village of Capernaum, a Roman captor came up in a panic and said, Master, my servant is sick. He can't walk. he's in terrible pain. Jesus said, "I'll come and heal him." "Oh, no," said the captain. I don't want to put you to all that trouble. Jesus, give the order, and my servant will be fine. I'm a man who takes orders and give orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my slave, do this, and he does it. Taken aback, Jesus said, "I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who I supposed to know all about God and how he works. This man is a vanguard of many outsiders who will soon coming from all directions, streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet alongside Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then those who grew up in the faith but had no faith will find themselves out in the cold, outsiders to grace, and wondering what happened. Then Jesus turned to the captain and said, "Go. What you believe could happen has happened." At that moment, his servant became well. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're going to discuss a little of this today, and then we're going to move on and maybe come back and revisit this week. But, he was a believer in words. But there's several things here I want you to understand. This man believed in not only his words, but he was a believer in words. Secondly, I want you to observe that, yes, he was a soldier. He understood order. He understood where they had to come from. A lot of people haven't gotten to that yet. Your orders come from the Lord. Since Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, how about getting orders from him how to do it? It wasn't about him. Theoretically, it was not about him. Look at this. It was his servant. This man was healed. He was fine. It was his servant. A lot of times, we got to understand, we got to speak blessings on other people. We got to bless other folks. Now, I know it's easy to say, he wanted him well so he could operate or whatever, all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, this man went to the source, which is a good point, brother. So you got to know where to go. You got to know the source. You got to do your homework. That's why you got to understand that faith is something that God gave us. You receive the Holy Ghost.
All right, now. Say that.
Yeah, Galatians 5:22. That's when you receive the Holy Ghost. Not only did you get love, not only did you get patience, not only you got faith, man, you got the God kind of faith. Because that's where the Holy Ghost came from. I'm just trying to build my faith so you can see it. Maybe we'll pray. So the officer said, "Sir, look here, I'm a man like you. I know how to speak a word. I got people who work for me. I tell them to go, they go. I tell them to come, they come." So I understand the power of words. You know, a lot of times we don't really get it, but I want you all to get it. Words are very important. It can make you or break you. Words can make your day or ruin your day. Words, the right kind of words can cause havoc or bring about peace. The right words. The right words or the wrong words can start a fight. I remember there were good words you didn't you didn't say. And there's words today. Some people ain't finna tolerate with. You ain't finna call them no anything. You may call them a lot of things, but I know a couple of things you better not call them. Unless you want to fight on your hands.
Yes, yes.
I remember growing up, you couldn't talk about a person's mama unless it was going to be some passion behind that.
Ooh, amen.
See, those are words, brother and sister. So this centurion said, I understand that. I give a command that our soldiers obey that. Tell them, one to go and they go, and I tell them another one to come and he'll come. And I tell my servants, do this or do that, and they do that. Now, Remember who's the author? He's the author.
Amen, amen. Yes,
and
he is.
Maybe this week we'll talk about one of the applications is to be able to speak. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Confess if you speak. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. So Jesus went on and concluded this man's statement by telling, go your way, and it shall be done as you believe. See, that's the other part of this. You got to go and act on it. So Jesus knew that, and this man knew that. He knew that once you speak it, then you act on it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
So Jesus said, you go ahead on your way. And as you have believed now, so it be unto you. See, if you believe, meaning you act on it. You spoke the word, then you act on it. That's the God's line of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
That's where God wants us at, brothers and sisters. You're going to have to speak your eternal life into existence. You're going to have to claim those things that God has already given you, things that pertaining, because he's given us everything pertaining on the First Peter now. Do I need to go there? According to First Peter 1:3, brothers and sisters, God has given us everything pertaining to Godhead. But I'm looking forward this week to talking about the God kind of faith, which happens to be the highest faith. He is the God kind of faith that all you depend on is the Word of God. The only thing needed is the Word of God. Either you're going to have God kind of faith or you're going to have no faith. And we may even talk a little bit about Thomas. Out of all the ways he's seen, he still was asking to see more. And he didn't realize all he had to do was act on it. You all know Thomas was a doubting Thomas. He had to see it. A lot of times people need physical evidence to believe God. But that's not faith. When you have to have physical evidence first, that's not.
Mm-hmm. All right.
A lot of times, it takes the love of God. It takes God and his word. Just having what his word say can happen cause a person to operate. See, if you don't love God enough, you don't go hold it before you come. If you don't love God enough, you don't accept his invitation as hold it before the throne of grace. That's an invitation. But one of the things I want to talk about this week is being a believer and not a doubter. And you can distinguish the two by seeing if a person is going to speak it or not. And I'll agree with the word on this too. Hebrews 11:6. Without the God kind of faith, I know somebody's going to have an issue with that. They're probably going to kill me. But it says, without faith, I don't know what kind of faith you thought they were talking about. They're talking about the God kind of faith. God kind of faith, it's impossible to please God. That's who you're pleasing is, God. So in order to please God, you got to have the God kind of faith, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited what God's going to do this week with his word. I pray somebody gets some pencils and paper, make some notes, because God has given you this faith that you got. It's a gift that you got to open it up, begin to use it. Having you sitting up in that box doesn't do you any good.
Say it now.
Can you imagine needing a blood transfusion? And you got the blood in the box, but you won't open it up, so you'd rather die than open it up and use it.
Have mercy, have mercy.
Or be like somebody who's waiting for somebody to pray for them. If you've been given this stuff, and I'm not babysitting anybody, Ask me to pray for you. I'm going to teach you how to pray for yourself and for
all
a bunch
right.
of other folks.
All
yeah,
right.
I got me to pray for you. I got to teach you how to pray. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus said, John disciple said, teach us to pray, John, like Jesus taught his disciples. He prayed to be taught. So I want to teach you to pray. I ain't trying to pray for you. I want you to pray.
Yeah.
And
hallelujah.
Word of God. I mean, trust in like just the man of God or the woman of God. Trust the